You're listening to Heart and Soul with David Heavens, your host today. There'll be a theme shared from the Bible in a moment, but first let's hear from the Oslo Gospel Choir with a song called In Your Arms. There is a beautiful story in the New Testament about a woman who ministered wonderfully to our Lord Jesus Christ. The story is found in Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. Jesus said of this woman, when there were those that remonstrated with her and tried to push her away from doing this service, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." Now and then at a funeral service, we look upon a display of flowers, potted plants, cut flowers, and artificial floral arrangements sent by loved ones and friends to pay tribute to the memory of the deceased. The thought comes often to some of us, what joy and gladness these flowers might have brought to our deceased friend who needed encouragement and friendship in his or her latter years. Lee Hodge wrote these words, "What to closed eyes are kind sayings, what to hushed heart is deep vow. Nought can avail after parting, so give them the flowers now." And Burton Braley expressed the same thought in words which you probably have heard, "If you think that praise is due him, now's the time to slip it to him, for he cannot read his tombstone when he's dead." Proverbs 25:11 says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver." You know, it is important to know when to speak and how to speak words of encouragement. The ministry of fitly spoken words includes the tone of voice, the expression of the eyes, the lines of the mouth, and other body language. Sometimes the give them the flowers now spirit can be carried out in deeds better than words. An example of this is found in the woman's anointing of Jesus with expensive perfume, what we've already referred to in Mark 14. The woman expressed her love in an extravagant manner in an hour of the Master's greatest need, just before his arrest. Let's examine this bouquet. Let's take these flowers in hand, as it were, and look at them. Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon, the rich Pharisee, for supper. And as he was sitting at supper, an unusual thing happened. A woman came with a container of precious ointment. It was equal to a year's wage of a day laborer. It was customary to sprinkle a few drops of perfume on a guest when he arrived at the house or when he sat down to a meal. But this woman broke the container and poured the contents liberally on Jesus' head. The record gives the impression that Jesus was deeply stirred by the unmeasured generosity of her giving. It was a glorious maximum of sacrifice which never stopped to calculate what might have been a passable minimum, someone observed. She didn't pour out a few drops and say, "Well, I guess that ought to be enough. That puts me in the average category." Instead, she was lifted clear out of herself, refusing to let her devotion be smothered with caution and prudence. She was lifted clear out of arithmetic into love, one of the greatest leaps a person can ever take. Some of those present said, "Why this waste? The perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor." Now, we should not be too harsh on these people that said that. They were of limited means, and through hard experiences they had learned that frugality was a necessity. Their thoughts were conditioned by the issues and values of the marketplace. Jesus replied, "Let her alone. She has done a beautiful thing to me." He was deeply moved. The woman had given her flowers now, and it was a thing of instantaneous beauty and joy. Then secondly, consider the need in our day for the exercise of this spirit. There is a hard anonymity about modern life that tends to turn persons into mere cogs of a great machine or mere hands in a vast impersonal crew. Persons are hungry for feeling wanted and appreciated. Take, for instance, those whom we refer to as public servants. Good government officials, school teachers and administrators, editors, radio and television personnel, ministers and denominational employees, and hosts of others often are taken for granted. One man has told of going to see the religion editor of a large newspaper. The editor bristled up in self-defense, and hardly realizing it, she asked, "What's wrong?" Her visitor replied, "Nothing is wrong. I just dropped in to thank you for the many favors you have done for our church and the good service you render to our community, and I wanted to tell you what a fine job you are doing." So accustomed to harsh criticism, the editor could hardly believe what she was hearing. You know, too many people are long on criticism and fault-finding, short on appreciation and the expression of that appreciation. We see it in the political realm. We are very, very quick to criticize our politicians when they do the wrong thing. But very rarely do we follow that up with a word of thank you when the right thing is being done. To the cynic, you might answer me and say, "Whenever is the right thing being done?" What to closed eyes are kind sayings. What to hushed heart is deep vow. Nought can avail after parting, so give them the flowers now. This may apply to you in your relationship with your wife or your mother or your father or your brother or your sister or someone in the church or someone in your office. Give them the flowers now. Be thankful. Give them a pat on the back. Encourage them. Say nice things. Bless them. Give them the flowers now. In conclusion, let me say this. People are discouraged. They are discouraged with their failures or imagined failures, and they need a bracing word. The woman in the text probably had heard the Master speak a word of forgiveness and hope to some discouraged person, and she felt the same need. Having received it, she used her experience to bring blessings to others. She brought the flowers to Jesus before he had passed away. She didn't wait till he died and then go to the tomb and pour the oil upon his body then, as others did, and yet well-meaningly so. But she gave him the blessing while he was alive and with her. She ministered to him. You know, there is a tide in the affairs of men when it is too late to say what you would have loved to have said. How many of us have thought when we lost a loved one, if only I had said that or this, if only I had said it then. It's too late to say it now. I wonder if you are in that position. Spend some time telling people how much you appreciate them, how much you love them. That's what God does for us. He appreciates us. He loves us. He doesn't love necessarily what we do. He hates our sin, but he loves us. And he loved us so much that he gave his son Jesus to die on that cross, to take the penalty for our sin. And he invites you to receive his son and allow his love to flow in your heart and life. Live today as if there were no tomorrows, for we never know what a day may bring forth. May God help you to find peace with him, and the blessing of the Lord, which makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Write to us and tell us of your commitment to the Lord. May God bless you.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone. Stand before the throne on Christ the Son.